Clay and Sherwood, Boo Williams, A Blast from the Past. Coming in the zone and speaking the truth. I love it. We love it too. All right. So, Nate, we got a little Sync Weekly. On the cover is the transformation of Bobby Portis. Little Rock native soars to SEC stardom.
Yeah.
Last year, he was all SEC freshman. Certainly the most important guy on the team.
Yeah.
Were you surprised of how fast he was able to take control of this team and become the type of player that he has become?
Well, that Alabama game, you know, where he scored almost all their points and shot 80% from the floor. I mean, I think that was a little shocking to me that he had to play that bigger role. And the article does a great job of kind of chronicling this. And Andrew Hutchinson, he's a contributor for us. He's works for Arkansas Online for the Razorback website up there for the Democrat Gazette. Covers baseball, but he does a little bit of everything. But he did a good job here of kind of explaining last season. So Bobby comes in. He's one of the few McDonald's All-Americans that's played for the Razorbacks. The first one since 2003 when Olufamatimi was on the team.
He had Olufamatimi.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name them all?
I can't name them all.
Derek Hood. Glendon Alexander.
Okay.
Donnell Robinson. Kareem Reed.
He was... Oh, okay.
Joe Johnson. Was Joe a McDonald's All-American?
I think he was. Yeah.
I'm going to have to look it up.
And Ronnie Brewer, I don't think, was, but he was one of the more highly regarded guys recently, and I think Bobby is kind of may eclipse him, his greatness, this year, depending on what happens. But
when you talk offensively,
yes.
Since Joe Johnson, we hadn't seen a guy that's been able to have the amount of effect on offense like Bobby has.
So he's kind of talking about last year. He comes in, and Coach Anderson said, I want you to feel comfortable, and I want you to kind of play the season at your own pace and, you know, not try to, you know, let the game kind of come to you. So he did that, and as the year went on, we saw his role increase and that kind of thing. And so Anderson says he played at his own pace, and that was second-team all-conference. And I think that everybody had high expectations for him, but I think because the way things fit, his role was expanded, and he was able at the end of the year to take – I think they realized that he needed to score more, and he was doing it. You had Madden, you had Qualls. I think this year is where he really knows that, and everybody on the team knows that he has to be the leader on the team. He has to be the one that's scoring a lot of the points. And he's okay with that. He's got a year under his belt. I think everybody in the locker room knows that Bobby Portis is a big-time player, is an NBA lottery pick or draft pick, high draft pick, and everybody knows their role on the team, I think, and knows that Bobby is going to be at the forefront. So I think that's going to lead to him averaging 17, 18 points a game and taking on a brunt of that scoring load. You've got a quote here from Michael Qualls who says, when you play a big role on the team, you have to step up with the leadership role because that's how it works. No one is going to want to follow a bad character guy, and Bobby always holds himself high and tries to do the right thing at all times. So that's a junior basically saying that Bobby Portis is going to be one of the leaders on this ball club. They know that he's got the ability. So last year he kind of slides in. He slowly blossoms, and this year it's going to be Madden's team. It's going to be Qualls' team. It's going to be his team too, and he's going to do a lot of the scoring. And here's something I thought was really interesting. Here's the last quote of the story. Those two quotes stood out to me the most. The second one right here. This year I'm more prepared for the season, and that's goes without saying when you're going to be a sophomore. Most freshmen are after that freshman year. This team can go far in the tournament and actually win a national championship.
Mm.
I think that's a huge statement. And I really think, Pat, and you know, you may know this even better than me, but I think this team, with Bobby Portis cemented in there, if he has the kind of season, I think Arkansas could be the surprise team in college basketball. I really think they could be.
It's funny, you know, when you say that one thing this team has been snake bit by for the past couple of years has been inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that there's talent on the team. The problem is you get it 1 week or you'll get it one game and you won't get it next. Explain to me how a team beats Kentucky twice last year, then loses to Alabama last game of the year by 32. So they've been bit by inconsistency. You've seen how great they could be, and we've seen when it's they don't put it all together just how bad it could be. And a guy in Bobby Portis, what you have in him is consistently he can do it from the post. He can shoot it. He can run. He can pass it. And so when you get a guy, when you do go on the road, whether it's at Georgia, at South Carolina, Alabama, any of those tough places to play, you can say, Bobby, we need to break a drought right now. We haven't scored in 5 minutes, 7 minutes. Get us a bucket.
Absolutely.
And he can do it. And that's what's unique about him. Mm-hmm. He can do it. I was at that Valonia game, the red-white game.
Yeah.
And admittedly, they're playing against each other, and they know each other well, so they understand. It seems like you can figure out a defense a lot more when you know so much more about it.
Absolutely.
But he caught it on the break one time, around his back, one dribble dunk. Next time down the court, screen, he picked and popped behind the three-point line. Next time down the court, he's in the post, double team, passes off. So he gives so much that we haven't had in a long time. Even Joe Johnson, when he was a freshman in sophomore years, he handled the ball. He at 6'7", essentially point guard skills was what Joe Johnson was.
Great player.
Bobby gives you a guy you can put in the post. He can pass out of the post.
Yep.
He can pick and roll. He can pick and pop. He gives these guys around him. He's a willing passer, unselfish guy. And, oh, by the way, what was pretty devastating, what I observed on Sunday, when he's at the top of that defense, full court press, that defense.
Yeah.
You can't get it. The kid's 6'11".
And can move. You know, is agile. Yes.
Great hands, good feet.
Yeah.
The one question from last year that I know he's been working on is strength around the basket. Mm-hmm. That was the one thing where even in high school you could see him sometimes play away from the basket. For him to become that guy that cements himself as consistently day in and day out, free throws and layups. He's got to be able to finish around the basket and get to the free throw line. We know when you go on the road, right, you got to get high percentage shots.
Right.
There's none higher than dunks and free throws, my friend,
so,
Nimble Nate.
He's grown up to 6'11", 244. And now listen to this from Mike Anderson. If you recall last year, there were times when he got pushed around. He's playing a lot longer now, and I think his core, his base are a lot stronger, so it's not as easy to push him out of the way from the basket. So,
love him.
Last year was a good learning experience for him. He saw how he could blend into the team. He kind of, late in the year, took control a little bit more. He's going to take more control now, and he's grown up and is stronger. That could translate to 18 to 20 points per game, and that makes Kai Madden better. That makes Qualls better, because then they don't feel the pressure of having to score as much. And then he gets double-teamed, and there's wide-open
looks.
Kicks
out to Anthlon Bell.
Yeah.
Guys, even Anton Beard. As a freshman, and we've watched Anton for a while, he's a guy that can knock down the shot from the perimeter as well.
And you talked about the inconsistency. It's kind of like they didn't have that straw that stirs the drink. Now you got that guy. You got a guy that you can give the ball to, and he can score. He can get it to somebody that's open. And you maybe not didn't have that the first couple years of Mike Anderson's tenure. Now you got a legitimate superstar, and you got some guys around him that are pretty good. Kai Madden, I like the way he plays. He's come in, and some of his attitude was kind of questioned when he came in, you know, in high school. I think he's soldiered on to
the charity man.
Yeah, and I think he's a guy, him and Alandis Harris, that will really kind of, the toughness to the team, that they will be kind of the leaders in the locker
room. But that's
what
we had at points last year. You had Linus Harris had a great game, but nobody else. Then you had Qualls maybe play well. And then now when you have that consistent guy where Porter's giving it to you every game, these guys maybe don't feel as much pressure, or they feel their game where now they can become more consistent as well.
He will make it, the assumption is this year he will make everybody around him better.
You can see it.
I think he will, and you saw it in the scrimmage. And that was maybe last year where he talked about kind of slowly going. When you're a freshman like that, sometimes you don't want to do too much. You're a little hesitant about everybody on the team. I think now everybody's accepted it that he is going to be handling the ball a lot, and he's going to take a lot of the shots. But you better be ready to get the ball from him, because he'll pass it to you if you're open.
And he's a winner. Was it 4 state championships, right?
Yes.
I mean, come on now.
And John Coleman, his coach, couldn't say enough good things about him. Yeah. He said, I don't call him a post player. I call him a basketball player, because he really could play a lot of the spots.
No question. Well, it's going to be exciting hoop season. What else do we have in sync weekly?
We've got the holiday movie guide. And if you when you open that up, this is all the notable movies that'll be happening from November through the end of the year, the Thanksgiving and Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
The picture here, I love this picture. It makes me laugh just looking at it. You see the opening spread, Dumb and Dumber 2.
I've been waiting
20 years to see that movie. And that'll be out in mid-November. But you've got The Hunger Games has got another movie coming out during this time. Horrible Bosses 2, which I thought the first one was pretty good. I don't know how good this one will be, but it comes out Thanksgiving weekend. Annie, that's going to be maybe a Christmas.
Play?
Yeah, that movie came out like in the 80s from the play.
Yeah, I remember Annie.
This is an urban remake with Jamie Foxx.
Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah,
no,
He plays Daddy Warbucks.
Jamie Foxx is Daddy Warbucks?
You're darn right he is.
Does he shave his head?
No, but in the trailer,
he wears
a toupee. And in the trailer, it's a joke that she sees him without his toupee on and he's bald. You know, just like the original Daddy Warbucks. But I have a feeling they'll probably make it a little bit of a hip-hop beat to the Annie tune, you know, a la Jay-Z. Hey.
Annie T, I'm hip now.
On Christmas Day, Into the Woods, the musical.
I'll be opening up my gifts.
That's going to be a good Disney flick.
Yeah. American Sniper, Clint Eastwood, about Navy SEAL Chris Kyle's memoir, his service in Iraq.
Is that the one with Bradley Coop?
Yes.
That's going to be good.
The Coop
looks a little intense for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Hey Nate, we can take a quick break. Sure. When we get back, we'll finish up with what else is in sync weekly. Okay. We'll take your calls. Junkyard Dog. Let me see. All right, let's see. Hey Junkyard Dog, what's going on? Junkyard Hog.
Junkyard Dog was one of my favorite wrestlers.
Another one bites dust. What's up, Junkyard Hog? Fair enough. Hang on, Junkyard Hog. I guess he was taking a break as well. Good for you, buddy. Take a quick break. Come back with Nate and Clint Sterna. More of your calls. Hashtag Stern Talk. It's The Zone. Buzz Radio Network.